This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As always, there are lots of things to discuss in the news, but of course you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, I'm Ian, and we've got a special guest co-host with us this evening. Chris is here from Think Penguin. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Welcome to the program. We actually interviewed one of your business partners on the air previously, so longer-time listeners may remember the lengthy discussion we had about some of the things you're doing over there at Think Penguin with the EOMA 68 format. This idea of having a truly kind of private non-manufactured by the big computer manufacturer's computer. I don't know if that's the best way to put it, but I'm sure you could do a better job.
Yeah, it's basically modular computing, and it enables us to design devices cost-effectively that are not controlled by Intel and AMD and basically government. So that's really cool.
And you guys were doing a fundraiser, like a kind of a Kickstarter or Indiegogo or something like that.
Yeah, it was CrowdSupply.
Mm-hmm. CrowdSupply, different brand. But you were doing that, and you actually hit your goal. It was $100,000+?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the actual goal was.
60 or something like that?
It went up to like $160,000, which was, I think, it might have been like $10,000, $20,000 over what we needed. So that was good.
Which is awesome.
You never know how
that's going to work out when you start that. It's kind of a little scary.
This was a very big risky kind of project for us, and fortunately, stuff should be shipping in March.
Right on.
It's moving along, and Luke is over there in China. He's the engineer behind it and supervising all the.
So he's actually going to the manufacturer.
Yeah, he'll be physically at the factory supervising the manufacturer of it. The chips that are being used and the designs and everything, they're good, but you can't really. This factory might be a little bit more trustworthy than most, but it's still the kind of thing where you need to
pay attention.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to what's going on, or they'll take advantage.
So very cool, and I'm sure you guys are going to keep us up to date on that as you get closer to the actual launch, because I know it's right up a lot of our listeners' alley. I mean, we are a general audience talk show on the radio, that much is true, but on the internet side of things, because we kind of are the Free Talk Live is like this multimedia radio show where we're first and foremost on the radio, but at the same time we're also streaming online. And we've got a podcast, and so, of course, our online podcast listeners are going to be more likely to be technically aware of things and more interested in their online privacy. But I think that, nowadays, more people are interested in privacy. At least I would like to hope so, and certainly I hope that, the results of y'all's fundraiser is an indicator that there is a large demand for privacy in this very privacy invaded world that we have, where whether it's the NSA or mega corporations, it takes a lot of effort, it takes time, it takes money to secure privacy for yourself these days. And I know that's something that you're really passionate about.
Just to give people an idea, 100,000 units of something is like a small manufacturing run.
And that's what you're shooting for? Or?
No. I'm trying to think what it was. I think it's like 1,000 units. So
that's a really
like
small.
Like a hundredth of what, it's not even like a test. 100,000 units is like a test run for like any kind of system that might get manufactured. So 1,000 units is, it's not even a test run. Now the system was designed to, everything's been designed to scale up in terms of numbers. Mm-hmm. Essentially, this is you know, a lot of units, but it's not really in the scheme of things.
It's a start, though.
Yeah, and that's exactly how we're looking at it, is hopefully, you know, it'll go from 1,000 units to, you know, 100,000 units, and the cost will come down and everything.
And word will get around, too. I mean, that's the idea, right? Yeah. You can't expect everybody to be interested in the fundraiser part of this. They want to see the product. They want to, you know that it works. They want to know that it does what it says it's going to do. There's only a certain portion of the market that's going to be willing to put money up front for something to have it developed. And then once it gets developed, hopefully then word will start to
spread. So it's actually interesting because one of the things that a lot of failures for any kind of crowdfunding that happens is, you know, people get these ideas together and they put up these like fake products basically. Mm-hmm. And they don't actually have any designs. They don't have any, you know, they didn't develop anything, and then they go to basically develop it, and it's not actually possible to do whatever it is, because the pieces that they need to do it just don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was different. We actually had a demo, a fully working prototype. We only had one. We had multiple revisions of different pieces, like the actual computer part. But like for the laptop, there was only one finished, fully working, has all the components there prototype, and it was demoed. So there's all sorts of videos you can actually see of it.
So where's the best place to go? I mean, we were directing people to the fundraiser page before, which obviously that's over.
Yeah.
So where would one go to get updates on this technology as it's being developed, rather than just hoping to hear an update here on Free Talk Live?
Yeah. So we're still linking to it from thinkpenguin.com, the front page, and that's actually just linking to the crowd supply page.
Because that still has good information on it.
Yeah, that's got the best information on it, simply because this is where everything got started. There's updates there. There's videos there that have been posted. There is another site, Luke's site. I actually don't even know what
thinkpenguin.com is,
but
easy
to
remember.
He's got more of the technical stuff posted on his own site as well. Like I'm talking about like really technical stuff, engineering diagrams and schematics. Oh, so you can actually download all the schematics and everything.
Really?
So
truly open source kind of.
Right.
Project.
During the crowdfunding campaign, we got criticized for not releasing the schematic, even though everything else has been released. The board schematics weren't released, and they were going to be released basically upon the conclusion of the crowdfunding campaign. But so anybody who is critical, they're out there now. So no more criticisms.
Excellent.
Are possible.
So check out thinkpenguin.com for the latest on that, and plus a bunch of other cool like Linux products that you guys have been doing for a long time.
Oh yeah. Anything Linux, free software. That's what we're about. That's why we started this. If you don't have the source code to the products, you don't really know what your computer's doing on you. And what we do know is most of your devices are spying.
I'm probably spying on you.
Yeah.
You could presume that is.
I mean, like every single Android device, they found every single manufacturer and every single Android device had spyware basically that was shipping for years and years and years, and I don't know. I'm trying to think when that came out, but maybe a year or two ago.
That's
or something
crazy.
Like that. But yeah, I mean, and it's Microsoft is also spying on you and doing various things, to one degree or another.
Now, is there some sort of like ripped ROM version of Android that you can load that has the spyware ripped out of it?
Yeah, actually, there is.
I always have rooted devices, and I usually load up special ROMs that are not made by 100% by Google.
So humorously, there was one. It's called Replicant.
Sounds familiar. Okay.
Yeah, it's a real challenge as far as getting the hardware that it'll work with. And it's not to say that's perfect, but it's as good as you can get. And you can't really get rid of basically the malware, spyware, all the malicious stuff that's on these phones, and tracking wise, especially because the modems in the phones are totally proprietary, and government won't let the code be released.
Wow.
And also, we have the same problem with computers, but
spyware in the modem itself.
We already know there. I mean, there's already stories out there going back probably 15 years with FBI remotely updating the firmware for the modem. I believe it was the modem part, and basically to remotely turn on the microphone in order to record conversations that would otherwise not be available. But yeah, so but the modem is it's that's the part basically.
You're screwed on.
You're screwed.
They can, hold that thought. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about privacy, we can keep talking about that. Also, there was a crazy courtroom scene that you and I both witnessed this week. Chris, we'll talk about that on the way as well. It's Free Talk Live.
You can think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join. join us right here. The toll-free number for you, if you want to take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. What is digital heroin? Well, that's one of the stories we can talk about here tonight. It's some people might find this an outrage. Others may agree with this proposal that devices, the cell phones, the ubiquitous cell phones, and the pads, the iPads, and the tablets, that these things are the equivalent of heroin for children. And that is what one doctor is saying over at the New York Post. We'll share those details with you when we get a chance. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And we are kind of talking about technology because our guest co-host in here tonight, joining me, I'm Ian. We also have Chris, who's with us from thinkpenguin.com. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about some of the technology you guys are working on over there at Think Penguin, and how it is that you're very interested in protecting people's privacy, like to the point of almost to the point of obsession. I don't know if you would want to admit to a point of obsession. But.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, that's probably an understatement.
Didn't you just get a smartphone for like the first time in ever? What is your situation?
I have had a smartphone for a while, but I didn't really get a smartphone until long after basically everybody else I knew had a smartphone.
Yeah.
What I was actually doing with my cell phone that I did have was I never would replace the cell phone. It broke. I bought the same exact
cell
phone. And it was just a basic cell phone for a very long time.
Like a flip phone.
Flip phone,
basic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I ended up with a smartphone was because, and it's not to say the smartphones and the older cell phones are like way different in terms of like, privacy, but other than that,
well, a dumb phone can't give up that much information about you because all it has is phone number.
It's still a tracking device.
Sure.
So obviously, if you switch to a smartphone and then you start using all these sorts of apps on that smartphone, you'll end up losing stuff like, oh, every single contact you have is going to end up with, oh gosh, who knows how many different companies.
Sure.
Every time you install a different app,
it's asking for permission share your contacts.
It's not only the government and the telecommunication companies tracking everywhere you go. And that's what the GSM modem is. Like, in order to get service, they have to know where you are roughly. So, that's why
they have to assign you to a certain cell or whatever.
It was the most, cell phones were the most ingenious way to put tracking devices on people and not even know that's what that is. It's a tracking device.
I would hope that most people by now are aware because like you said, before smartphones, cell phones were trackable. So I would hope that by now in 2016 that hopefully everybody who has a phone realizes that that is one of the basic things that they can do to you with that phone is find out where you are. As long as that battery is in the phone, there's a chance that it could be sending out a signal to a tower somewhere.
Not a chance, it is, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be able to receive a call.
Well, no, I said as long as the battery's in the phone. Some people believe that if they turn the phone off, they're still sending a signal, and I don't know if there's any evidence for that.
That's a good question. I don't know if they can remotely turn the cell phone on or not.
I don't know either.
With the computers, yes, I know that they can, with the modern computers. With the cell phones, I don't know about that, but I know they can remotely turn the mic on.
Mm-hmm, sure can.
So that the FBI and so on can listen in. I haven't actually heard that.
That was an old technique. They had that way back. I remember reading the hacker magazines back in the day, and I remember they had a technique that would allow, even back when all they had was the phone that your grandma had on the wall in the house, right, like a landline phone, they could flip the microphone on those phones too, so I understood it.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's an old technique.
I don't know. I think there's some sort of physical component to that. So I'm not sure that I don't think that would necessarily that may not have applied to all phones.
Maybe it
might have just applied to some phones or something, or maybe some maybe more modern.
Could have been a rumor.
Phones.
I don't know. I just remember hearing that that they had some sort of tone or code or something that they could send out.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to what you're saying. I just don't know the details of it. But I'm pretty sure there's a physical component there, so I don't think.
Well,
the
there
really
is a latch on
ones.
A lot of phones that will cut the.
Yeah, like I think it's physically cut, so I don't know if they'd be able to turn on like the you know the old rotary phones.
Right.
But if you're talking about something a little bit more modern than that, you know, where you yeah. Maybe.
So our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, we're talking about privacy at the moment, but you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and it's not too late. Maybe if you get your order in ASAP, you can get super fast shipping to get somebody an ugly Christmas sweater for the holiday season, or you can get it later on, too. But Tipsy Elves has a bunch of great sweater designs, including some classics and their all-new 2016 sweaters, because ugly Christmas sweaters are kind of in fashion, believe it or not. And that's at least that I understand, because Jay Noon, our Wednesday night co-host, was invited to an ugly Christmas sweater party. So people are having parties centered around what ugly Christmas sweaters people are wearing to the parties. So if you don't have one of these things yet, you can go and get one for you or get one for a loved one over at tipsyelves.com and get 20% off the entire site if you use code FTL when you go to checkout. And that also includes not just their sweaters, but they've got Christmas suits for men, holiday leggings for women, sweater dresses for women, as well as pajamas. Plus, they've got collegiate design. So for those of you that are into college sports, they've got a whole separate line of clothes for you, and you get 20% off of all of that when you use code FTL at the checkout over at tipsyelves.com. Again, tipsyelves.com, code FTL. Like Free Talk Live. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight, and again, our Skype username is lrn.fm. So digital heroin is what a piece here in the New York Post written by Dr. Nicholas Cardaris is all about. Now, I asked you before the show, Chris, if you were a gamer, and you actually said you hadn't played a video game since Wolfenstein 3D, the original. In like 1991?
Yeah, I think it came out in 92, but there's a precursor to that. But yeah, it's like, I think there was Wolfenstein Castle or something from like.
There was one for like the Atari.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, yeah, but that was like one of the very first truly 3D games. I think there was one before it.
At the very least had the illusion of being 3D.
No, that was 3D. Not the Wolfenstein Castle, but the Wolfenstein 3D was 3D. Modern 3D that we know today.
Sure. I mean, you could argue that from a technical standpoint, it wasn't truly 3D. It just had the illusion of being 3D in that in the game you could not actually go above or below anything. You're just sort of on this flat plane moving through a map.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And Doom was also that way, which was the follow-up to Wolfenstein 3D. Doom had the illusion of being able to like go up and down on different planes, but it was just an illusion. It was what they called 2.5D, because ultimately the maps were flat. So even though there was different heights in the maps on Doom, whenever you would jump off of something, you couldn't actually go over top of or beneath something. So it had the illusion. It looked 3D. The gameplay was revolutionary in that of Wolfenstein and Doom, in that it appeared to be, you know, sort of first-person perspective, really, for the first time in a meaningful way. I mean, they'd had some, like, dungeon hack games before that, but the first 3D game, I don't know if it was Quake.
No, it wasn't Wolfenstein 3D. There was one other before Wolfenstein 3D.
But I mean, like, games where you can actually jump over things and tunnels and things.
Yeah.
Like, different parts of the map would go above and below it. That didn't happen, I don't think, until Quake, which was Id Software's follow-up to Doom. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
We'll get into whether digital devices are the same thing as heroin. That's what one doctor's saying. Coming up.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited to join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You need to get something for yourself maybe this holiday season or for loved ones. It's going to be probably a little too late to go to saveitpurse.com to do holiday shopping for others. But that's because sometimes it can take a little while to get big discounts, like 20-25%. 15-10%, that's actually pretty easy to get on anything that you want to buy from Amazon. What you do is you go to saveitpurse.com, that's saveatpurse.com, and you load up your Amazon wish list with the stuff that you want to buy. Then you import that wish list into saveitpurse.com. They then give you a little slider where you can say, all right, I'd like to get 15% off of this Amazon purchase. And then the items that you want go into a marketplace where people who want to buy Bitcoin will pay for your items on Amazon, ship them to you, and then you just simply indicate that you've received the items and the person who bought them gets your Bitcoin. And that is the catch. You do have to have Bitcoin in order to take advantage of saveitpurse.com. If you don't have Bitcoin, sorry, you can't use saveitpurse.com. You just have to pay full price over at Amazon. But if you want to save 10, 15%, maybe even more than 15%, then you can do that. Just make sure you have Bitcoin. Saveitpurse.com. If you don't have Bitcoin and you want to learn more about Bitcoin, I recommend you go to bitcoin.com. And, of course, Chris is with me here from thinkpenguin.com. You guys have been accepting Bitcoin over there. For how long? When did you guys jump into the Bitcoin universe?
Yeah, we were probably one of the earliest.
Really?
Yeah, earliest acceptance of Bitcoin.
2010, you know, 2011, 2012. Do you remember what the price was when you first got into Bitcoin?
Don't actually. I don't remember.
10?
It was early, though. It was fairly early. I don't know if it was that early. So what happened was
100?
I honestly don't remember.
So long ago, you don't remember.
It was a while ago. Okay. I know. Well, so BitPay was. It was farther enough along where BitPay was established.
Okay.
Yeah. And we did utilize BitPay, and we still do actually. But, yeah, we started accepting it because everybody was asking for it and asking for it and asking for it and asking for it. And, like, it's something I wanted to do and I would have done anyway, but it was, like, it was still fairly early. So it was, like, okay, I know we're not going to get a lot of business, but, you know, as soon as we started accepting it, we really did.
It was better than what you thought.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
We do great coin-wise. We get a lot of things.
Sometimes, at times, and it depends on, you know, who's advertising or whatever, but there have been times on Free Talk Live where half of our advertising dollars have been coming in Bitcoin. Now, I don't know what your
half. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive. We're not at the half point, but, it's still
5%.
It's hard to tell you. I don't have numbers like that. But I see Bitcoin transactions all the time.
Every week you get new.
Every week. Okay. Oh yeah. Oh okay. Yeah. Like I'm That's thinking more good. Like every day.
That sounds like more than 1 or 5% then.
We have a lot of orders receipt. Though every
okay.
day. So
That's
so
good.
It's not it's it's probably not as much as you're thinking.
All
but
right.
yeah.
That's a good
yeah,
problem to have.
Yeah. It's a small business, but it's a.
Right.
It's we're global and we have operations in the UK as well and yeah it's
Let's go to Richard. He's on the line here calling from the Ozarks. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, very intriguing topic you've got going on here tonight. A couple of questions. First thing
sure.
is, what are the implications of this spy microcoder, the spyware that's built into the actual CPU chips on blockchain tech? Because I know blockchain tech involves, as far as mining is concerned for Bitcoin, for example, that's ASICs and specialized chips, so that may not have it. But there's a lot more elements to the blockchain besides that are involved. I mean, everybody's wallet, for example, is running on a standard CPU of some type.
Before we get to, I want to make sure we don't get into the weeds of technology, because you got to remember we are doing a general audience talk show as much as we can here. So blockchain, for the average listener, probably is a meaningless term. Can you define, Richard, in a short, easy-to-understand manner? If not, I'll take a crack at it. But I just want to hear, you know, how would you describe what a blockchain is?
Yeah, it's really difficult to do, but I guess my biggest way to do that would be this, because everybody's heard the term Bitcoin, and I would just let's use, for the sake of conversation here, let's just use Bitcoin as a synonym for blockchain.
Okay. A blockchain, as I understand it, is an immutable, at the very least with Bitcoin, it's a ledger. So in Bitcoin's case, it's the public ledger that backs the technology. There's more to say about it besides that, but it's decentralized. So that ledger is copied across thousands of computers all around the world.
Backdoor element is the thing that's really concerning about that, because I was just reading, I missed the first couple of minutes of your show, but I did go to the Think Penguin website. I've been reading on that in the interim, and it basically says that almost every CPU that exists out there, for the most part, any modern CPU has got a backdoor code built into the very guts of the chip itself, probably in the microcode, the firmware of the chip. So without getting too much in the weeds there, it's a privacy issue, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And so since that's involved, I mean, it sounds like pretty much if they wanted to shut Bitcoin down at that level, they could do that fairly easily. It sounds. Am I misunderstanding something?
The problem with using that method is if they actually go out and use it, we're going to know about it, okay? Mm. And it's going to become obvious. That's just not how it's. It's not. Nothing would ever. I can't conceive of it ever going down like that.
This isn't a kill switch for all computing devices. This is a potential for maybe spying.
Maybe it could be a kill switch for all computing devices somehow, but I just don't see that in the real world, you know, going down like that. Because you have to remember, they've already got so many other ways to gain access to people's systems. They don't actually have to go in and use, you know, this back door that's in every system. I mean, think about it. Microsoft, they have control over. Microsoft is a U.S. company, okay? So,
yeah.
I mean, we're talking about the U.S. government. First of all, they probably would be more likely to go through the Microsoft updates, okay? That right there is going to, you know, give them access to almost every single system they want. And they could probably target easily, you know, just based off your IP address if they wanted to, a specific update just for you, for one.
Notice that Apple and Microsoft both have been pushing. They've got basically their upgrades to their latest operating system versions are free. What do you think the reason behind this? Because that used to be a big cash cow for Microsoft and Apple. Not so much Apple, but for Microsoft, they were always charging to purchase the latest version of the operating system, which they're giving away free now. So why do you suppose they're doing that, and do you think that the government is subsidizing them because of the loss of revenue that they would receive from that?
I doubt it.
It's an interesting question. I mean, they were going to use their old systems to spy on people anyway, so maybe, you know, the theory would be that they're trying to get more installs out of this, and so therefore they could spy on more people. But ultimately, you know, perhaps it's just that it really wasn't that big of a segment for them as far as the money that they got in. I mean, Microsoft really, as I understand it, makes their money on the business side of things, you know, selling business software licenses to companies, and, you know, not so much like the home user who's just going out and dropping $100 on a copy of Windows 10 or 7 or whatever.
OEM licensing is going to be big, and businesses, I don't think it's free for businesses, so
doubtful.
Yeah, it's probably actually more of a cost issue. They're probably actually losing money or something along those lines by having to support multiple versions of Windows for a long period of time, so they're trying to force people on the latest version that probably has some sort of business, you know.
Well, plus the more installs they have, the more they, you know, can justify charging licensing fees for, you know, to have companies develop for them or whatever. You know, presumably there's some sort of payment that you have to make to Microsoft. I don't know. I've never gotten to that level of technology or development of software. But there's all kinds of money to be made if they have a large user base, and if having a free software is going to increase their user base, then that justifies fees in other places, I guess is what I'm saying.
But I'm not even sure what's free exactly. Well, I guess the upgrade.
Microsoft gave away Windows 10 for free.
Yeah, but I mean, you're sort of paying for it still, because you paid for the original box, but I get your point.
They were giving free upgrades to people with pirated software. As well.
Apple's
for a while they were.
Hold that thought, Richard. I don't know if you had more questions about the privacy thing. Stand by. Yep. The toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-453. 450-3733. Tonight in the studio with you, I'm Ian.
This is Chris.
And we'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. We're going back to the phones, to the fun. We've got on Skype Richard calling from the Ozarks. We've been talking technology, privacy, and basically how, well, if you're using any kind of semi-modern device, you probably don't really have much privacy left at this point. Although... not all is bad news, and Chris is from thinkpenguin.com, where they're actually working on some cool tech that might actually help you increase your privacy. But, Richard, you're back on with us. Go ahead. You had another question for Chris.
Yeah, pretty much the last question is, where can I view the tech specs for the EOMA 68, the PCMI thing that you're building with your crowdfund? I looked there, and I didn't really see anything that gives me the details I'm looking for.
Yeah, So I mean, EOMA 68 is a modular computing standard. It's just basically the interface. The card, I guess you're not looking at the card for the specs of the card itself, because that was listed on that page.
Oh, well, maybe I'm at the wrong spot here. I followed it from the Think Penguin site.
Yeah, I can tell you what it is. It's basically a dual-core CPU in the first card. It's an Allwinner A20, 2 gigabytes of RAM. The next card is probably going to be a quad-core 64-bit, 4 gigabytes of RAM.
And the idea behind these is you'll be able to swap them out. So you can have, like, a laptop, for instance, or a desktop computer. And this is your CPU. This is the device that runs the computer. And then if you want to upgrade, you keep all the other parts, you pop this sucker out and put in the upgraded version, and
right.
You've got a quad core, you've got more RAM, you got, you know.
Yeah, it's modular. The computer itself is just, it's basically the motherboard, the CPU, the RAM, all the critical parts. And you just
IO was a pretty critical part. You know, disk drive, of course, I saw that you had NAND RAM in there. But what about your display device? If you're going to be a desktop, you've got to have some pretty good display outputs to have any kind of performance with that.
Yeah, so it's actually got micro HDMI, or mini HDMI. It's got the smaller one basically. It's HDMI.
HDMI, that's cool.
And there's also on the desktop housing, which you put the card into, then it also would break out a VGA output as well.
So you got a breakout box.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what all of these devices are, whether you're talking about the laptop housing or the desktop housing or cell phone housing. It just breaks out the other components that are not physically on the card.
The prototype that you built to demonstrate them was, do you have any benchmarks posted anywhere? I mean, I don't want to get into technical details here. Yeah. There's no reason to do that, but I'm curious about it. So if you could point me to the right place, I'd love to read up on it.
Yeah, if you look at the update page on the
fundraiser?
Yeah, on the fundraiser site, which you can access through thinkpenguin.com for the front page, just click on the main link there. You can check out all, there's tons of video. Now, as far as like, raw performance as far as the CPU is concerned, I probably would just look up the A20 all-winter A20 CPU and look at benchmarks for that, because it's going to be the same for the most part, but there are some benchmarks I believe posted for like SD access, for example. I think it's 20 something megabits a second, maybe up to 30 megabits a second. So it's not going to be as fast as like a hard disk today, like a modern hard disk, but right. It would be as fast as hard disks from, you know, PASCON era.
Hey, Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And again, you're talking about the EOMA 68 project you guys are working on at thinkpenguin.com. You can link over to learn more about that there. Let's continue discussing or get more into this, because we barely even scratched the surface, on so-called digital heroin, which I kind of laughed when I first saw the headline on this over at the New York Post, nypost.com. And I figured it'd be a good story to talk to you about, Chris, because you're a tech guy, and I'm sure you have experience with, you know, these various devices, even though you prefer to not own them yourself. You know that they exist, and you know how ubiquitous they are. I mean, anybody who walks through the streets will see at least, you know, a portion of the population, especially the younger population, with their head down, looking into one of these devices. So they are ubiquitous among the adult population of the United States, but also among young people, especially children. And that's what the concern is here. On August 28th, Dr. Nicholas Cardaris writes that the Post published a piece, one of his pieces, called The Frightening Effects of Digital Heroin, that was based on his book Glow Kids. He argues that young children exposed to too much screen time are at risk of developing an addiction that is harder to kick than drugs. The response was overwhelming, generating more than 3.3 million views on the Post's website and hundreds of letters from anxious parents. People write letters? Maybe they mean emails. Now, Dr. Cardaris writes about this parental revolt against digital heroin and reminds readers of the worst effects of the obsession. So Cardaris writes, experienced sailors Barbara McVeigh and her husband exposed their children to the natural beauty near their home in Marin County, California, boating, camping, and adventuring in the great outdoors. None of this stopped her 9-year-old son from falling down the digital rabbit hole. His first exposure to screens occurred in first grade at a highly regarded public school, named one of California's distinguished schools, when he was encouraged to play edugames after class. His contact with screens only increased during playdates, where the majority of his friends played violent video games on huge monitors in their suburban homes. The results for Barbara's son were horrific. Her sweet boy, who had a big spirit and loved animals, she says, now only wanted to play inside on a device. She says he would refuse to do anything unless I would let him play his game. She had discarded her television 25 years ago and made the mistake of using the game as a bargaining tool with her son, who became increasingly explosive if she didn't acquiesce. And then he got physical. It started with a push here and then a punch there. Frightened, she tried to take the device away, and that's when it happened. She says, he beat the S out of me. When she tried to take his computer away, he attacked her, quote, with a dazed look on his face. His eyes were not his, she says. She called the police. Shocked, they asked if the 9-year-old was on drugs. The author says he was, only his drugs weren't pharmaceutical, they were digital. Now, you're smiling over there, Chris. What was it that was making you smile about this story? It sounds horrifying. This 9-year-old son beat up his own mother.
Yeah. I don't know which is worse, the kid beating up their mom or her taking away the computers. I'm one that does not actually have any kind of cable television or
I haven't since I was an adult. As soon as I got out of my parents' house, never had television.
Yeah, I almost wanted to say I didn't have a TV, but I actually do have a TV. At least now.
I have a TV that I use as a monitor for
the
computer.
Yeah, it's not to say I don't watch any, like, television. I just, I don't have any kind of, like...
You don't have a cable subscription.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have a cable box.
Right. It seems a little, it sounds like a nine-year-old being a nine-year-old.
He must be a pretty big nine-year-old to be able to beat the S out of his mother.
Yeah, it sounds
like that's exaggerated.
Exaggerated, or the kid otherwise has problems, probably independent of, the technology. I remember being nine and, 10, 11 years old, and I could get upset over, somebody taking away something of mine.
Sure. Yeah, I remember my parents did that to me once. They took away my Sega Genesis once, and I was pretty mad about that, but I didn't attack anybody over it.
Yeah, I mean, maturity comes with growing up, and, there are certain points where you're going to be more vulnerable to, outbursts of... Outbursts, to say the least.
So could you relate to this? I mean, did your parents try this with you when
restricting
your technology?
I mean, a little bit, yes.
Because you must have been a computer guy when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. I used the computer a lot. Mm-hmm. I was not terribly big on, the outdoors.
I was the same way.
I called
bulletin board systems every day after I got home from school.
Yeah.
All evening long.
There's something to be said about moderation, but I don't think that the answer is to take away the toys. I just don't think you're going to be able to force it on somebody. They've kind of got to do it on their own.
But is it possible the problem is worse now, and maybe we can't really relate because, we're in our 30s, you're in your younger 30s, I'm in my mid-30s, so, we kind of grew up with... technology, basically, we grew up with the computers, the old monochrome computers in the 1980s, where the screens were two colors, and now we have these devices that cost less than $100 that have a zillion colors on them and a high resolution graphics. I mean, everything has changed so much, but. When we were kids or teenagers, we never had anything we could carry around with us. There really wasn't anything that made... I mean, laptops eventually, but when I was a kid, I didn't have a laptop.
Yeah.
Now you've got kids with phones, you've got kids with iPads and things like that. Is it possible that the problem is worse than we realize? We're going to continue the discussion, and if you're a parent and you want to share your thoughts, you can. It's Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.